transmission.
It's 7:52 a.m. That is, of course, local time, because it is 1930 UTC, where you live, and my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I hereby call this meeting to order.
For my part, I have not had a very productive day. It's not that I have been unproductive, it's just that there's been so much good sports on today. I had to watch two English Premier League games, and then another rugby game, and then there was actually highlights I had to watch. Not football highlights. Oh, that reminds me. The crappy ESPN football episodes are on now. Should I watch? Nah, that show's no good. And I don't want to hear Americans talk about football. They don't know what they're talking about. Instead, I'm waiting for something else to come on. Oh, and I got to see the cricket highlights. Did I mention that? I can't even remember what I was talking about 10 seconds ago. And this was actually not the highlights so much as it was a condensed version of the game I watched two nights ago. It was on during the day, and I actually got to see the end of the game, so I'm happy. Well, you know, I take that back. I did do something moderately productive today, although except not, or maybe I did, or maybe I'm just being stupid. And since everybody loves to hear about stupid Tobe stuff, let me tell you what went down here. So a couple weeks ago, I noticed I was running a little bit low on cat food, and so thanks to my mom, I got another big old bag of cat food for the cat. You know, it's special duck flavored formula cat food for, you know, little princess kitty pants type cats, which I have. So fluffy. And for the last couple weeks, I've been thinking, oh yeah, when I open that up, I'm going to write the date on it. I'm going to write the date on it so I'll know next time I need more cat food how long the bag of cat food lasts. Does this make any sense? Am I even talking in English? I want to know how long a bag of cat food lasts. So when I opened up this bag of cat food today, I wrote the date on it. And then as writing the date, you know, and I wrote the date on it so I wouldn't forget when I opened the bag of cat food. Because in a month or 5 weeks or 8 weeks or however long it takes me to go through a bag of cat food, you know, I will forget when I opened it. Except I opened the bag today. A very significant day in that, you know, it's just kind of the beginning of when we start counting. So I'm kind of like, am I being an idiot? Wouldn't I remember that I opened the cat food bag on such a significant date? Well, I kept writing it on there anyway. I wrote it in about three different places, so I'd be sure to find it, because that's what I do. I even date my light bulbs now. And I write the date on the light bulbs, and I'm always afraid, oh, well, what if the ink wears off, or what if, you know, the heat from the, yeah, well, whereas this is true, you really don't need to write the date on a light bulb three or four times. And then to make it weirder, I always feel compelled to write my name. You know, I write the date and then I sign the light bulb. Or sometimes I just print my name, but more often than not, I sign my name. Why? I don't know. Because I like to sign my name. It's probably my favorite word to write. Yes, my favorite word to write is Tobe. My least favorite word to write, because I spell it wrong every single time, is the word top. And I think we've covered this subject before, but it's very difficult for me to write the word top, because when I'm finishing off that P, I tend to make an extra loop to make it say Tobe. And whenever I'm trying to write top, I write Tobe. Tobe secret. Or this is the Tobe, meaning the top. Okay, this is a problem I have. I realize that it's a peculiar problem, But yeah, the word top, that's the most difficult word for me to write in the English language. Sounds crazy, but, you know, there's nothing real straightforward about my life. I write my name all the time, Tobe, 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 a few times a day. How often do you write the word top? Well, you know, if you're not a spy and you're writing top secret on crap all the time, it might be a couple weeks before you write that down again. So, there you have it. One thing I do not like about living in this, quote, modern age is that with all this digital crap we have, we are now accepting digital signatures. Although these are not the digital signatures of the 80s and 90s, they are actually handing you a pad to sign your name. The problem is, it doesn't come with a stylus. You can't, because these screens are capacitance based, you have to use the pad of your finger. And the pad of your finger, when you write your name, it doesn't look anything like your signature. And I've recently had to sign some official documents this way. And if I ever see these documents and I'm in a court, they're going to ask me, did you sign these? I'm going to go, no, my signature doesn't look anything like that. Because it doesn't. And neither does yours when you try to write it with your finger. So, god damn it, we need to go back to styli if we're going to be signing shit. Crap, I mean, this is a PG-14 show. Digitally. That, or everybody needs to carry a little USB stick with their PGP key on it, or whatever, and use that as your digital signature. Just like the ancient Chinese used to have their own little stamps, little royal seals. You know, everybody needs to have that. Everybody needs to wear a USB stick around their neck. And so when they need to confirm their identity, you can just plug this crap into your computer. Yep, it's really him. That'll get rid of the need for driver's licenses, social security cards. And by the way, it's coming soon, but your social security is going to be your phone number in the next couple years. Well, not yours, but maybe your kids. And that's what needs to happen. And you heard it here first, because I'm always right, and my kitty is always Fluffy. Yeah, Fluffy baby is walking by right now. You want to say hi on the radio? No, there goes Fluffy kitty being a Fluffy kitty. Oh, and there's the beeper to remind me of what? Oh, I don't know. To remind me of this. I still haven't found out who the new manager of Swansea FC is. Remember, they fired Bob Bradley a couple of days ago, and it's been, what, 2 or 3 days now? So maybe we should turn over to the football show on ESPN, even though they don't know what they're talking about, to see if we can get some information on who the new manager is. I actually used to watch this show back when I didn't have the good football channels. And they used to have a good guy. They used to have a cool guy. His name is Tommy Smith. He's the guy that says onion bag all the time. And they don't have him anymore. He was the one good thing about the show. Yeah, every time somebody would score old Tommy, he would say, oh, and he puts the ball in the onion bag. Or something to that effect in an Irish accent. I don't do Irish accents, so. All right, what do we got? Oh, look, and here's Shaka. Shaka Hislop. I always liked him, but I'm glad he's getting paid and he's working in America and getting boatloads of American money doing this football show, but man, everybody else on this show is an idiot.
If I'd said to you before the game that Aguero, De Bruyne, Sterling, Silva,
this is Steve talking here,
disappear, you would have laughed at me.
I'm always laughing at you, Steve.
Somebody has a poor game and a big game and you don't see them. But for four of them to completely disappear, the four guys that...
Yeah, they're complaining about Manchester City losing to Liverpool.
Where's the goals coming? Those four. I mean, absolutely shocking.
Okay, well, it's let's just take a look at something that may shock you when you take a look at the Premier League standings. Manchester City are now fifth after Spurs and Arsenal winning today. It's quite incredible for a team that most people thought we're going to win the title. So we asked you over on ESPN FC, forget the title, will Manchester City finish in the top four?
They oh my God, nobody close on that side of Manchester cares because they're still ahead of Manchester United.
48% say no.
Yeah, they're just focusing on completely the wrong things. That this is not news. This is not important to talk about. Let's get to the point, you monkey idiots, you talking heads. Here comes, yeah, what's his name?
You may recall, I mean, certainly I recall being completely ridiculed when I suggested in mid-August that that might happen. Now, I'm not going to take credit for it. I do finish.
And you're not going to get it, don't worry.
This is clever repartee.
A lot of these problems, or a lot of these challenges.
And they're still talking about this. This is a non-issue.
Because it's Pep's new season, because the team isn't as balanced or as deep in certain positions as you'd expect a top four side to be, because the other big sides
Shut up, Gabby.
And the middle of the table, all these
Gabby Marcotti
are conspiring to make it difficult. And I think a lot of people were maybe lulled into a
live from
sense
London
of security by
wait, is this a live version of the show or is this canned? Who cares?
But you know, there is still a lot of work, and it still is a long journey.
The only good thing about Gab Marcotti here is he looks like the guy who knows where the good food is in London. He knows where the good pubs are, so you know he knows where the good beer is, where the good Yorkshire puddings are. He probably knows where to get a good chicken Balti pie too. And now I've got Sneezy Kitty. Pippa has sneezed about 5 times in the last 4 minutes. Do you have dust up your nose? It's a Sneezy Kitty. Sneezing. All right, back to football. Are they talking about anything important yet, or are they still just being idiots because they know that everybody watching this doesn't know the first damn thing about English football? It's not about horses.
You know, when I look at the fact that I look at the top six and
we're back to Gabriel Mercati
in City, the other five are all playing pretty well, and
this is so wishy-washy. Somebody have an opinion. That or deliver some facts.
City and Spurs,
what these guys are doing are just
I don't think any team
stalling for time.
Reason being, Chelsea are on pace to get 98 points. Now, that's possible, but it's highly unlikely. So
I'd
you would
put
expect
money on
Chelsea
it.
And Liverpool to
what
drop
are the
off at some point. And so I think anything is really possible. This is a really, really unusual Premier League. You know, it's one thing having a big when you know when
jeez, could you say nothing in a more annoying manner? No, I really don't think you could. Man, I'm never going to get any news about Swansea. The only reason we're watching this is we got to find out if Ryan Giggs is the new manager of Swansea yet. Somebody's got to put Giggsy in the driver's seat, and it could be Swansea. All they got to do is pull their own heads out of their bottoms. One of the things that's killing me about these guys is that the transfer window just opened. You can only transfer players in football 2 times a year. There's the summer transfer window and the winter transfer window, or the January transfer window, as they sometimes will call it. And that just opened up. So why are they spending 35 minutes talking about nothing when we could be talking about important things like potential transfers? Tell me something about transfers.
Chelsea will be active. There's a lot of stories linking them with various defenders. I'm not
like
so
who?
Sure that that's as much a priority as perhaps a
notice he didn't name any names.
A concern with what happens if Diego Costa breaks down. Michy Batshuayi doesn't seem to be Conte's favorite right now.
Nobody
role,
likes
so,
Diego Costa.
I think they may take a stab in that position. But you know, with Chelsea, if they don't get the guy that they want, they're
but
not
who do they want? Tell us who they want.
They would rather wait till the summer.
Yeah, this is non-news.
Reached the halfway point in the Premier League season. Our bloggers over on the website are handing out their awards after break. We'll be doing the same.
Nobody cares. You know what this means? This means we are turning the channel. There's got to be something better on. And I know that there is. Johnny Sacco. Well, he will save us because he knows just what to do. Giant Robot, listen up. Johnny Sacco is calling for you.
Commander, mysterious things like this mean just one thing. The Gargoyle Gang again?
It must be the Gargoyle, sir.
Mm.
Commander, this mail has just come in.
Who sent it?
There's no return address.
Oh, how mysterious.
Katrine, I get the record player. I.
It's a 7-inch flexi disc. Looks like somebody might have cut it out of the back of a cereal box.
Unicorn fools, I am Space Money, new leader of
Space
Gargoyle
Money.
In Japan. I am capable of turning the entire population of Tokyo into mummies. Anytime I wish. With such power, Unicorn will have to give up the giant robot to me. I am the Space Mummy.
I am the Space Mummy. Yeah, in space, no one can hear you being embalmed.
They could do it, sir. That poison was in the school's water.
Everybody in Tokyo, all mummies, they plan to do it. You're right. I'm sure that's it.
Shall we get going right away?
Yes. You three are assigned. I.
Shall we get going right away?
All right, men. We must check Green Hills. I.
Yeah, but should we check Green Hills right away? Oh, and look, Guillotine sent a monster in a box.
He is ours.
That's Space Mummy.
And I can make him larger or smaller as I wish. I will show you.
Well, of course you can grow the monster to giant proportions. If the monster's not giant, it's not kaiju. And we gotta have kaiju around here, otherwise, you know, stuff just ain't gonna go down. Besides, who is the giant robot gonna fight if the monster isn't giant? Wait, who's this behind me? Hi, Sneezy! You wanna watch Johnny Sacco with me? Okay. Okay, see you later. Kitties do not watch Johnny Sacco. You know, I understand that this show was written for, you know, like 5 and 6 year old children. But does that mean it was written by 5 and 6 year old children? It sure seems like it.
The Mother Superior will see you. Thank you.
No, thank you. It's a good thing that you speak English because that was written in Japanese. And I can't read Japanese. Who's this? Is it Space Mummy?
What no. is it, miss?
I thought they weren't supposed to talk. These are nuns.
I only came to meditate.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I think this Mother Superior is really the Space Mummy in disguise. I don't know why I think that. It's so subtle.
What's that?
Sounds
there
like
interference.
Here.
Calling you five, please come in.
It's because there's
five,
an interference wave.
Come on, we better go to that convent.
Right.
Get thee to a
Master.
Convent. With space
when
mummies.
When you drink this, you will become a mummy, understand?
Sir, I'm sure that Johnny Sacco will soon come here, sir.
Yeah, he will.
A great idea. We will mummify this girl before his very eyes.
What a great show.
Wait. This is a great show.
Mari?
You're welcome.
Did those three check in here yet? That's bad news. Bad news.
It is bad news. Bad news. And my cat is sneezing again. Why are you so sneezy? Have you been eating hair or something? What are you doing? Uh-oh, somebody just went behind the TV.
It's the mummy's hideaway. Duck!
You can tell by the reverb. Oh, hi-ya! That was a good martial arts move. It looked like it was straight out of a comic book. I'm guessing that these shows were produced sometime after reverb was invented. Because obviously somebody's got a reverb and they're real excited about using it as much as they can.
Just no good.
No good.
Commander, sir,
The reverb.
There's no word at all, and nearly 3 hours are gone.
All right. We'll start an immediate search.
Aye.
All we gotta do is find somebody with a spring reverb. It just gets better and better. Here's some model shots that have a lot of reindeer moss all around them. You know how much I love
unicorn
reindeer moss.
Babies.
Love that evil laugh. Can't get enough.
Commander, did you hear anything?
Just a bunch of terrible reverb.
I'm sure they were all caught. And Johnny has lost his watch. Or he would surely have called the giant robot by now.
The robot, yes. And the watch?
Now he doesn't know what time it is.
What an idea. Robot, through his electronic brain, is on the same wavelength as the watch.
I know. What good is that?
Commander, we might just track down U7's location through the giant's brain waves. All we need to do is send a signal on that wavelength through the robot's brain.
Yeah, just don't send it through that damn reverb.
Mm-hmm. It can't be done, though.
Because of the reverb?
Since only our Johnny's control watch activates the brain.
Robot, listen! Start your brain for us! Your best friend Johnny is in danger! Oh, please try! Johnny needs your aid so badly now!
Good acting. You know, I don't know a whole hell of a lot about robots. Wait. But it seemed to me that if the only way to turn a robot on is somebody else's watch, and that person loses their watch or goes swimming or, you know, takes a bath with the watch on, you can't do anything with the robot anymore. That is a fundamental conceptual design flaw in robotics. I mean, and these people are Japanese, and you normally they have better design standards. This reminds me, I need to come up with a name for my worldwide crime organization.
07 Point East 109.
Commander, that's where the sisters were.
Sure.
Now, when you say sisters, do you mean...
Let's go.
And why do they have to talk into radios when there's antennas on their helmets?
So, there they are.
In their orange helmets.
At last, and every one of them will die. I guarantee it.
I guarantee. So this is some kind of Cajun space monkey? I'm space mummy?
Why, it could turn out worse than the arms race, sir. Each little politician will want a national robot, sir.
Only Unicorn can handle this tremendous weapon. Can't you see it?
No, sir. Melkon would use the robot with justice. And besides, there's our trade with Melkon.
Yeah, suddenly I think I know where they stole the plot for Iron Man 2, or was it 3, or do I even care? Everybody wants a giant robot.
Hi, do you remember what day this is? Your birthday. That's right. Just 1 year ago today, you and I met. That was quite a day. Huh?
Robots don't have birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
This is a crime.
Happy birthday, dear robot. Happy birthday to you.
This is a crime against Isaac Asimov.
Okay, go! One and two!
Happy birthday, giant robot!
Oh my god, I don't know who to punch first. Myself? Why am I still watching this? This is the worst party scene ever. Oh, somehow advance the plot at least. Yeah, it's the giant robot party scene where the robots do nothing and everybody's sort of jogging in a circle with a Christmas garland around their necks. Somebody needs to say something stupid.
To the robot, many happy returns
Good luck.
Right. Hey, don't
spill it. Yeah. Hey, it's up for me.
Really, they're giving champagne to the children?
Okay, cheers.
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 Holy crap, they are. Yep, the kids are drinking booze. What does the commander think? Let's walk over and find out.
It's a great day, Commander.
It's a party, Commander. Here, you can join in the fun.
And the kid is pouring the champagne for the boss, the adult.
I can't drink.
Because children are around?
What's wrong, Commander?
That meeting today, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
The meeting is right. This is it. The robot's brain will be shown to the scientists who are sent by Melkon.
What?
But then they'll copy our giant robot.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, sir.
Commander, no, they're going to make robot
giant
porn.
Giant robot must be only unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We Iron Man must only be trusted, Tony Stark's. Sir.
So they'll construct a robot in Melkon, right?
Yeah.
Can't we do anything?
Huh?
Commander?
Commander?
Commander!
Commander!
No, nothing.
Oh.
The minister has ordered it.
That damn minister.
Oh.
Oh. At least we still got half a bottle of booze.
The world is in danger. I warned the minister. We must locate Cleopat and blow it to pieces quickly. The cost doesn't matter.
Aye.
Good. We know our job now. Make sure that Cleopat doesn't get completed. We cannot wait until they make Cleopat work.
It's a sabotage job.
Commander. Yes. All right. On the job.
Aye.
On the job. That's some kind of command? Does that kid know where he's going? So yeah, if you're not paying any attention, and I doubt that you are, what's going on here is that they cloned a giant robot. Oh no, it's an unlicensed clone for the bad guys.
No, it's here on Earth. They plan to use Cleopat against us. I'm sure they want it to be giant robot right here on the Earth.
Right here on the Earth.
Ah, Commander!
What does that mean?
It means your compass is broken.
An electromagnetic wave, sir. It's quite strong and on a strange wavelength. It's not natural, sir. I don't know its origin at all, though it could be artificial.
I know. I'm sure.
I know.
It's the gargoyle monster.
Oh, no!
Tentaclon.
Red alert! Red alert! All unicorn patrols converge on point A. 36 degrees north, 138 degrees east. Urgent! Urgent!
Yeah, no, that's not quite... that's not quite accurate enough. Oh my God. Do I want to keep watching this? You know, I do and I don't. But boy, how else are we going to kill time? I mean, I still got to kill 30 seconds, 45 seconds, I don't know. I'm not paying any attention at all. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I am chairman of the Dubious Plot Devices Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. I'll probably still just be as bored as I am now. But who knows? We might think of something awesome, or we might just get more terrible crap.
Then I guess we better start to run away.
You idiot! Cleopat will fight giant robot!
But Cleopat can't move at all. That robot is helpless there.
So don't build sucky robots. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Apple DJs.
It's 20 hours.
See your website for more details at nonradio.net. Hello.